Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature former Motown artists with their first and second number one songs. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, the Jackson 5, the Temptations, and Diana Ross. Well, first up, the classic from the Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself, right here on Motown Memories.
Confusion until happiness is just an illusion. Just look over your shoulder.
Let's go.
A Motown memory from the Jackson 5 ABC that reached number one from 1970, and that was their second number one of four number ones in a row. Their first was the song before that, I Want You Back, number one from 1969, and before that, The Four Tops with Reach Out, I'll Be There, and they reached number one from 1966. They only had two number ones. That was their second. Their first was I Can't Help Myself, number one from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring eight different Motown artists with their first and second number one songs. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from six Motown artists. Here comes the seventh with a great song from The Temptations, the classic My Girl. Well, My Girl was written and produced by Miracles members Smokey Robinson and Ronald White, and the song became The Temptations' first U.S. number one single, and is today their signature song. Well, Smokey's inspiration for writing this song was his wife, Miracles member Claudette Rogers Robinson. The song was featured on The Temptations' album entitled The Temptations Sing Smokey. Well, My Girl was the first Temptations single to feature David Ruffin on lead vocals. Previously, Eddie Kendricks and Paul Williams had performed most of the group's lead vocals, and Ruffin had joined the group as a replacement for former Temptations member Elbridge Bryan. While on tour as part of the Motown Review, a collective tour for most of the Motown roster, Smokey Robinson caught the Temptations part of the show. The group had included a medley of soul standards in the show, one of which was the Drifters song entitled Under the Boardwalk. That song featured David Ruffin as a solo artist, and Smokey was so impressed with the way he sang that song, he decided to produce a single with David singing lead vocals. Well, Smokey saw David Ruffin as a, quote, sleepy giant, unquote, in the group, with a unique voice that was mellow yet gruff. Smokey thought that if he could write just the perfect song for David Ruffin's voice, then he could have a smash hit. Well, here is The Temptations featuring David Ruffin on lead vocals with My Girl, right here on Motown. Thank you.
Hometown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Nothing can keep me.
Song from Diana Ross, Touch Me in the Morning. That reached number one from 1973, and that was her second number one on her own. Her first was Ain't No Mountain High Enough, reaching number one from 1970, and it was her second 45 that she released on her own. Before that, the great song from The Temptations, I Can't Get Next to You, number one from 1969. That was their second number one song. And their first number one was the classic My Girl, number one from 1965. Well, this hour, we featured eight different Motown artists with their first and second number one songs. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.